Whose voice are you listening to? There's lots of voices we hear as we go about our daily lives. I recently read a study that said that the average American listens to music for 25 hours per week. I also read another study, a different study, that said the average American with a smartphone spends almost 5 hours a day focused on their phone. We hear lots of voices in the music we listen to. We hear lots of voices in the people we talk to on our phones, and the voices we hear through text messages and in people's comments and posts on social media. And of course, there's the voices of our professors we hear at class. There are the voices of colleagues and clients at work. There's lots of voices that surround us. The question is, whose voice are we listening to? In today's gospel reading, Jesus said he was the good shepherd. He says he knows his sheep. He knows us. And he said, they listen to my voice and follow me. Do we know what the voice of Jesus sounds like? We know what the voices of our favorite musicians, our favorite bands, we know what they sound like when they come up on our playlist on Spotify or on iTunes or on Pandora or the radio. We know what the voices of our friends sound like when they call us on the phone, or we can even usually guess from the tone or tenor of the comments we see on social media which friends have posted them. And do we know what the voice of Jesus sounds like? To know what the voice of Jesus sounds like, of course, we need to spend time listening to his words in the gospel. There's three characteristics of the voice of Jesus I would invite you to reflect with me on today that we can see pretty clearly in the words of Jesus in the gospels. The first characteristic is that the voice of Jesus is a comforting voice. Today's gospel, Jesus gave us the image of us being in Jesus' hands. He says we're in God's hands, and no one can take us out of those secure hands. We're safe in the hands of God. There's a comfort, there's a peace, there's a joy that comes from living life through trials and difficulties, knowing that we're in God's hands. That's what Paul and Barnabas knew in our first reading today. We heard about they went to Antioch in Pisidia. It was a town up on a mountain. It was a very dangerous sort of journey up a windy road filled with gangs and robbers, but they made it safely to the city. Tremendous success in their preaching. The second week in their preaching, the entire town came out to hear because they were so good the weekend before. But then the Jewish leaders get jealous. They threaten Paul and Barnabas. They begin to persecute them, and they have to leave after being kicked out of the town. Some exciting moments, some scary moments, some really disappointing moments as well. But did you notice what it said about them as they were moving on to the next stop? They were filled with joy. There's a joy that comes from knowing that we live life in the hands of God. When we hear Jesus' voice, we can be comforted by his loving care for us. A second characteristic of the voice of Jesus that we hear in the Gospels is that Jesus' voice is always an encouraging voice. You know, there's lots of negativity around us in the voices we hear. There's lots of demeaning comments we hear about people and about ourselves even at times. Yet Jesus' words always encourage us. And they encourage us to look forward to the future with hope. Imagine a scene with me. You're in the student union having your lunch with your Subway or croutons or whatever you got for lunch from the wide, vast selection of the student union. And there's a table next to you, and there's two students there, a freshman and a sophomore. And imagine if you hear that sophomore just repeating negative comments over and over again to that freshman, telling her she's not good enough looking, that she needs to lose some weight, that she's not smart enough, that she has a family that's embarrassing, that she's never going to amount to anything, that she's not going to have any future because of the mistakes she made in the past, and so on and so on and so on. I think most of us would be tempted to kind of step in and explain that that's not the right way to have a lunchtime conversation. Not only is it untruthful, there's a lot of positive about that person, but it's also just simply unhelpful. Yet how often do we let those voices in our own minds say those sorts of things about ourselves? How much negative chatter do we allow go on through our own mind and waste our own time beating up on ourselves for our past mistakes, getting down on ourselves for our failures or the challenges and difficulties and struggles we have? Jesus' voice is an encouraging voice. And so when we hear negative voices around us or even within our own mind, we can be secure that those voices are not the voice of Jesus. A third characteristic of the voice of Jesus is that Jesus' voice is always a challenging voice. Jesus is always inviting us to live up to a higher standard, to not cut corners ethically speaking, to make sacrifices for what's truly most important in life. When you think about a lot of the voices we hear as we go through our daily routine, most of those voices are encouraging us to settle for less, to settle for mediocrity, to not live up to a higher standard, but just simply to do what's easiest, what's most convenient, what's going to bring us the most pleasure in the present moment. Jesus invites us to look at life differently. He encourages us to raise the bar and to live better and to live a more fulfilling and abundant life. There's lots of voices we hear as we go through our daily lives, and this week we're encouraged to hear the voice of Jesus so He can comfort us, so He can encourage us, and so He can challenge us. We're getting to the end of the semester. There's going to be moments when we're going to feel like Paul and Barnabas. There's going to be disappointing moments. There's going to be high moments, low moments. We're going to need Jesus' comforting voice. There's also going to be moments when we're going to be frustrated and we're going to have lots of negativity around us. We're going to need to listen for the encouraging voice of Jesus. And of course, there's going to be moments when it's going to be tempting just to kind of coast through the finish, to cut some corners to just get through the semester. Jesus is going to challenge us in those moments to do better and to live up to our full potential that God sees in us. The question today is, whose voice are we listening to?